This is Cross Currents. California voters may have paved the way to a cleaner future, but they're still famous for the gas-burning way they get around.
LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car.
Most of us drive plenty. Some of us are driving right now. And sometimes we drive the same route so much, it can seem like the car can find its own way, even if we're blindfolded.
Ben, that doesn't work.
Wait a minute. Chris?
Yep.
That's our sound engineer, Chris Hoff.
Yellow.
So you're saying it's a myth that we can actually drive blindfolded?
That is correct.
Well, Chris, anyone can put that to the test right now at the Tech Museum in San Jose. They've got an exhibit there from the TV show Mythbusters that includes one place where you can see whether or not you can drive blindfolded.
No, you can't.
All right, Chris says you can't. But it's an interesting enough question that many, many people have taken it on, including Roman Mars.
I'm Roman Mars.
That's the host and producer of the design series 99% Invisible, heard right here on KALW. And this is his story about a special kind of driving test.
If I asked you to close your eyes and mimic the action of using one of the simple human interfaces in everyday life, you could probably do it, no problem. Without having a button to push, you could close your eyes and pretend to push a button, and that action would accurately reflect the action of pushing a real button. Same with flipping a switch or turning a doorknob. If you close your eyes and fake the movement, it would sync up with its real-world use. Now, if I asked you to do the same thing with a car's steering wheel, you'd think you'd be able to describe steering accurately and mime the correct movements with your hands in the air. But you'd be wrong, so wrong. You'd probably kill a bunch of imaginary people. But don't just take my word for it.
Yeah, my name is Steve. I'm a human factors engineer.
His full name is Dr. Steve Clote. He just introduces himself as Steve. He's a casual guy.
And what was your research on? What's your main research that you've done?
And that's Tristan Cook, and Thomas Nelson is also in the room there asking questions of Steve. Tristan and Tom run this awesome blog called Humans in Design.
My interests are in driver behavior.
So here's the exercise. Put your hands up and grip an imaginary steering wheel. 10 and 2.
So I've got my hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2.
Yep.
Now I want you to mime the action of changing lanes to the right. Have you tried it? All right, if you're like most people, and according to Steve's research, we're talking the vast majority of people, you turned your imaginary wheel 45 degrees to the right or so, and then back to the center. And that's the action for changing lanes. But that's not right.
What you've described is actually a sequence of movements that you require for turning a corner.
To actually change lanes, you have to turn the steering wheel to the right, then turn it back, crossing the center line, turning the wheel an equal amplitude to the left to correct your heading, and then back to the center. Knowing that this weird brain hiccup existed, Steve's team at the University of Queensland tested people in driving simulators. And sure enough, if you provided visual feedback, people could change lanes no problem. But as soon as you turned off the screen or blindfolded them and told them to change lanes, even though they had only just moments ago successfully performed the correct action, they couldn't do it.
They produced pretty catastrophic errors.
Given no other feedback, you can't change lanes using a steering wheel without vision. I mean, since cars are designed to be driven with your eyes open, that's okay. And in fact, this is a funky example. That doesn't mean that a steering wheel is a bad interface design. You could probably argue the opposite. You could argue that a steering wheel is so well designed that anyone can use it with just a little bit of feedback in the real world, even though they can't describe how they use it in the abstract.
So people didn't learn? They just did the same?
Over the course of an experiment, which takes about 45 minutes to an hour, the size of the error was pretty consistent.
But Steve and his researchers decided to test this in a real car. So Steve got something like $50 million worth of insurance and took people out in a real car and drove them down a test road and then took their vision away and asked them to change lanes. Our friends Tristan and Tom were two of the participants.
The first time you took vision away from me, it was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like when Obi-Wan Kenobi was teaching Luke Skywalker how to use a lightsaber without using his eyes.
With the blast shield down, I can't even see.
In the first few runs, people made the same mistake they did in the simulator. Essentially, they were told to change lanes, and they moved the steering wheel in such a way that they turned a corner instead. But here's where things get really interesting.
Stretch out with your feelings.
People gradually started to improve, and by the end of the real-world blind trial, they were performing almost perfect lane changes.
See? You can do it. I call it luck.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck.
When you're driving a car, you have a whole bunch of extra visual information that you can use to supplement vision.
There's the vestibular system that senses your balance, or the somatosensory system that senses pressure on your skin as your thigh presses into the seat as you turn a corner.
One gives an erroneous signal, The others would correct it.
Well, that's right.
Using all those extra senses, people learned how to perform the lane change in a real car, blindfolded. But here's the crazy part. After it was over, they asked the participants to mime a lane change with an imaginary steering wheel in their hands. And sure enough, they went right back to making the same mistake, performing a corner turn instead of a lane change.
Just how robust this error was, and how it was resistant to learning.
The steering wheel is pretty nicely mapped to our intuition, but it still requires the slightest bit of feedback so that our brain knows how to use it. But we still manage. Also, I can't stress this enough, people. Don't drive blindfolded. Really, you're not going to be able to do it. All right, I'm glad we had this chat.